This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جل عن الشبيه والمثيل والكفء والنظير وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وأمينه على وحيه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون We begin by thanking and praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى We bear witness that there is no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah exclusively alone and we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is our beloved messenger and the servant and of the final messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remind ourselves that we have to renew and strengthen our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us never forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever aware of what we are thinking, saying and doing at all times of our lives. In the Qur'an, in al-Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many stories. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention so many stories? Remarkable, wonderful stories. A wonderful topic and wonderful presentation of the story. Two main purposes. The Qur'an was revealed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a difficult time. When he was in Mecca, people gave him a hard time. He was calling people to that which is for their own good. Yet they rebelled and they opposed. And they called him names and they insulted him. They gave him a hard time. And the persecution increased upon him and his companions. May Allah be pleased with them. So one of the main purposes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing these stories upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to give comfort and solace to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ مَا قَدْ سَبَقُ. We're going to give you stories of the nations that came previously. Allah mentions that in Surah Taha. And in Surah Hud, Allah says, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So we can calm and give comfort to your chest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what we can extract of benefit from these stories. We can also find comfort in them as well. But we also have many lessons, profound lessons to extract from these stories. For example, the Prophet ﷺ, as we mentioned, is going through hardships in Mecca. Now how long was the Prophet ﷺ giving da'wah in Mecca? For a duration of 13 years. Difficulty and pressure for 13 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him the story of Nuh alayhi salam, for example. Nuh alayhi salam is giving da'wah to his people for a little bit more than 13 years, 950 years, calling his people to the same message of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did as well. So this is a clear message to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that look at these other messengers before you that were also people disbelieved in them and they gave them a hard time. And they may have been calling for durations of time far longer than you have, O Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us spend a few minutes with the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh being one of the greatest of the Anbiya and Rusul. And he is special because he's very early in the list of messengers. And Nuh alayhi salam, the scholars said he was the first of the messengers to actually call to Tawheed. Prior to that, you know, according to the historians that say that Idris came before Nuh alayhi salam, prior to that, كان الناس أمّة واحدة. People were one nation. And yes, they had gone astray, they had made mistakes, and we know from the story of Adam with his sons, etc. But the people of Nuh came very early on and they invented this concept of idol worship. And they came up with this idea of, you know, we had these pious people that lived amongst us and they have passed. Let us now erect monuments to remember them. And that remembrance developed into worship until they forgot about Tawheed. They forgot about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh is very, very special. And Nuh alayhi salam is calling his people, and he's utilizing every possible method that he has to reach his people. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I called my people by day and by night. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. I called out to them in public, out loud. I spoke to them privately, quietly. He's trying every means of communication to call to his people as he possibly can. What was the response of his people? What was their response to his message? وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. They plugged their ears and they drew their clothes and their cloaks over their eyes. Meaning, we don't want to hear what you have to say, we don't want to even see you. Because sometimes you can not hear a message, but they say nonverbal communication is a big part. So even looking, they don't even want to look at Nuh alayhi salam. They're pulling their clothes over their heads and they're plugging their ears with their fingers. Now, we said that these stories are to extract profound lessons. We may not have a messenger like Nuh living amongst us in flesh, calling us to the worship of Allah. And oftentimes we read these stories and we enjoy reading the stories of the prophets and the stories in the Qur'an. But where is drawing the relevance? Is it only physically putting fingers in ears and covering the eyes? Or let us ask ourselves, have we fallen guilty to sometimes plugging our ears and blocking our eyes from reminders and important messages that come to us? Maybe not necessarily physically speaking, although it would be pretty bad if that actually physically was being done. But perhaps we did that by giving all of our attention and all of our time and all of our resources and diverting our attention away from important reminders and away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us. Perhaps we've done that. Perhaps we've fallen guilty to that. So let us take the first lesson. Now there are dozens of lessons and we could spend a very long time. Our time together here is very short and for a reason. The Prophet ﷺ always kept the khutbah short. But let us just extract a few lessons that have a common denominator. Here is the first. Let us always be willing to listen to reminders and let us always open our ears and our eyes to guidance when it comes to us. Let us not be like the people of Nuh that when an important message came to them for their own good. Nuh wasn't getting anything out of it. وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا I don't want any money from you. All of the messengers had the same message. We'll give you money. I don't want your money. They're not doing this for profit. The Prophet ﷺ passed away in the house of Aisha. You can count on your fingertips the items that he had in his household. You can count with just a few square feet the size of his house that he passed away in. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And somebody could say, well, you know, he had something to gain. What did he have to gain from this? He had hardship. It was presented to him, but he didn't want that. None of the messengers want that. So it's for our own good. And what the messengers came forward with is for the people's own good. To turn back to our Creator. And conversely, when we are turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems. And that's another reason why we have these stories. Of all of these previous nations that came before our ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of their messenger and the message that their messenger came with. And told us how some people responded sometimes in some of the nations and many people disbelieved and rejected these messengers. And there were consequences to that. Cause and effect, it's very simple. There are consequences. And these nations, when they refused to accept, when they were وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا when they were arrogant, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Now our ummah is a little bit different. In the sense that this ummah, this nation is not going to be wiped out if it disbelieves in Allah. This was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Messenger. Right? Because we are the last of the ummah. After us comes the Day of Judgment. After the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes Yawm al-Qiyamah. And there will be accountability. So we should not forget that there are consequences. Just like turning back to our Creator as Nuh a.s. told His people, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا The skies will be open for you with blessings. Blessings. But the opposite also can take effect. When we turn away, there is also punishment as well. So let us not do like the people of Nuh. And let us always open our eyes and our ears to guidance and to important reminders when they present themselves to us. And let us seek guidance. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى Those that seek guidance and put in effort, Allah will increase them in guidance. Nuh alayhi salam is continuing and eventually he can't. He's not making any more progress with his people. That's it. There's no more progress. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, He tells Nuh, إِنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ That's it. Whoever has believed up until now, the remaining people, they're not going to be accepting. And only Allah knows the future. But Allah tells Nuh alayhi salam, that's it, you have done your job. Now begin with your next task, which is what? Build this ship. Build a ship, a large boat. Some of the historians say that they vary in numbers, how many people believed with Nuh. Some of the historians say 11. Some say in the range of 40 something. Very few people. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Very few people believed with Nuh alayhi salam. When Nuh alayhi salam began constructing the ark, the ship, his people came and they started mocking him. They said, first you are a prophet, now you're a carpenter. They were making fun of him. سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ Allah tells us. They started making fun of him. So Nuh alayhi salam calls out. He calls out to Allah. دَعَى رَبَّهُ He called out to his Lord. Here is another lesson for us. Let us never mock those that are sincere. Let us never mock. If we have some weakness, if we don't have the strength to get up and do what we are supposed to do, then at the very least, let us not mock other people that are making a sincere effort to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah tells us some stories that should make the hair on your neck stand up. As a matter of fact, one of my teachers, may Allah bless him, he used to give tafsir lesson every night in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I never saw him come to tears when giving a lesson, except when he was talking about this verse. When Allah tells us about the people that disbelieved in the hellfire, and then Allah tells us about those people, Allah is speaking to them, and telling them about the people that had iman and struggled, what did the disbelievers do to them? فَاتَّخَلْتُمُوهِمْ سِخْرِيًّا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ You busied yourselves with mocking and laughing at people of iman. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا Allah says, their reward today, they're going to get the real good reward because they were patient. And they are the victorious ones. So let us never mock anyone who is sincere and who is working. We shouldn't mock anyone to begin with. But especially let us not mock or make any jokes about those that are taking their deen seriously or want to make a sincere commitment to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second important lesson. Thirdly, Nuh alayhi salam calls out to his Lord, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Nuh alayhi salam calls out to his Rabb. To his Rabb. Rabbi. And all of the Anbiya, they called out, Rabbi. Ibrahim alayhi salam called out, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي He calls out, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ He's making this dua, رَبِّي رَبِّي Zakariya, وَزَكَرِيَّ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا Zakariya wants offspring, he wants children, oh Allah, don't leave me alone. Ayyub is ill. إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رَبِّي رَبِّي The Prophet ﷺ taught us in our salah to say سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمُ when you are in ruku' when you are bowing. In sujood, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى Glorified and exalted you are my Lord and Master the Most High. Call out to your Rabb. And that's why some of the scholars, they were of the opinion that Rabb is Ismullah al-A'zam. One of the opinions, that there are several of the scholars. We should call out. When is the last time we called out to our Rabb? Our Lord and Master and Creator. دَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Oh Allah, grant me victory. Immediately Allah tells us, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ Allah says, we opened up the sky and the water came with such force. And we split open the earth and the water erupted from the earth. Until the water rising from the earth and the water falling from the sky met فالتقى الماء. And Nuh alayhi salam, he just built with whatever he had available to him a boat. وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر. We carried him on some planks and dusur. Some of the scholars said it's pegs or nails. Some said ropes that he even tied the planks. What kind of boat is this and what chance can it stand against this water gushing from the ground and coming from the sky with such force? Physically speaking, it doesn't stand a chance. But when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do as He commanded, when you do the best that you can with what you have, and you hold on, you will be saved and you will be protected. The ulama say that the water that was coming down, it would come down but it would not fall above the boat of Nuh alayhi salam. And you can't divert rain like that in the middle, but this is from the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get on that boat, you'll stay dry. But a lot of people didn't get on the boat. Of them is his own son, his own wife. سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ When signs from Allah come, oh, you know, I'll go up to that mountain, it's pretty high, I'll be alright. I got this. I can hike pretty fast. What's a little rain going to do to me? Sounds silly, right? But perhaps we might have had this similar attitude in our subconscious without paying attention. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ There is no mountain that's going to save you on that moment. And he was of those that drowned. His own son, Nuh alayhi salam. He did the best that he can. But that's the idea, is when the commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, we've got to follow and we've got to have tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iri al-muslimina min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد نوح عليه السلام called out and asked for victory. He didn't ask Allah, oh Allah, open the sky up and open the ground up in this way and bring the waves from here. And he didn't ask all of that. He said, oh Allah, grant me victory. You are the most wise. You know best. Grant me victory. The Prophet ﷺ heard a man one time. He was making dua and he said, I want a house this color, this shape, on this side of Jannah over there. The Prophet ﷺ said, you have transgressed. You've gone beyond the limits. Ask Allah for the best. Ask Allah for al-Firdaus al-A'la. And don't get so caught up in these tiny little details. Tiny little details. Call upon Allah and ask Allah for the best. And ask Allah for guidance. And ask Allah to always be guided to the best. And let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and choose for you from His infinite knowledge and wisdom that which is best. And accept that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a salt box and gives you qana'ah and happiness and contentment, that salt box will be happier to you than the biggest palaces of the dunya. But let us ask Allah from His fadl, from His bounty and His mercy, and ask Allah for the best, and ask Allah to be guided to that which is correct. These stories in the Qur'an are beautiful, and they have many profound lessons. Today we got to spend just a few minutes, and we learned from the story of Nuh alayhi salam, that we should always be available and willing to listen and be receptive to important reminders when they come to us about Allah and how to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never mock those that are sincere and putting in effort to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us call out to our Rabb as Nuh did and as all of the prophets did. Let us call out to our Lord when we are in a difficult situation. Before we call out to anyone or anything, let us call out to our Lord and Master and Creator who sees exactly and knows exactly what it is we are going through. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a commandment, let us obey that commandment and stick to it, and we will be saved, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His guidance and in the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is safety in this dunya, amn, safety in this dunya and in the akhirah. Before we conclude tonight, there will be the FFN program, the Family Friday Night program. And Salatul Isha tonight will be at 8 p.m. as it is the other days. Now sometimes on Fridays we would delay Isha by half an hour or so. But now that Isha is moving up earlier, we will pray Isha at 8 o'clock and promptly thereafter begin the FFN program. And tonight is an open Q&A with Sheikh Mustafa Umar. Any questions that you may have about Islam, it's an open Q&A session. And let us remember to make dua for all of our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, uncles and aunties that are sick or that are suffering from different illnesses or ailments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a speedy and quick recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long life filled with His obedience. And let us also remember those of us that have passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive them. And may Allah have mercy upon us when we inevitably find ourselves in that place as well. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will mention you. واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم. Be grateful to Allah, He will increase you. ولذكر الله أكبر. The remembrance of Allah is the greatest. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah is fully aware of what we do. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر.